wonderful things, beloved. The Lord's patience with us all. Now let everyone take this to heart. He's very patient. Do you remember that Brother Norman shared with us that little bit about Houseman's poem of the Hound of Heaven? We fled him down the nights and down the days. And all this that this man Houseman realized, and this is absolutely true, it was Thompson, not Houseman, that we spend our days running away from God. That's what we do. And there comes a time when we realize that the only thing to do is to have a complete conversion and turn round and face him. Amen. And then we realize he's not an ogre that's trying to ruin us. He's not trying to take away all the lovely things and the best things and the things we enjoy and make us miserable religious people. But he's really coming to give us the only life that ever was in the beginning. The life that once was manifest on the earth in Jesus Christ. The life that each must have, or else eternally die. It's his love to us, beloved. It isn't that there's a great condemnation overhanging us. It is that we're dead. Utterly dead. We're too dead even to know it. And so gospel preachers have to tell you, because you don't know. Do you see that? And you have to know the love of God in Christ. And the love of God in Christ is not merely that he wants to save you going to hell. It is that he wants to make you live and enjoy the life that Jesus Christ lived and enjoyed on the earth as a man. And then go to be with him forever. Wonderful, isn't it? A life where you can really love and not lust. That's right. Where God can turn you loose on all mankind, because all you do is bless them and bring glory and life and light and healing and everything to them. That's right. God daren't turn us loose until we're pure. To turn us loose with a gift will make us kill everybody. To turn us loose absolutely pure through and through will bless everybody. Amen. So that men and women can come to life, be born again from above and enter into everything that God has. Amen. Well, I think we ought to draw to a close.